I want to welcome you to the U.S. Institute of Teeth. Pleased that you were able to join us this afternoon for this important presentation. We're very privileged to have His Eminence Cardinal Vinko Pulic with us. He is the Archbishop of Sarajevo and has been that position since 1991, and he was made a cardinal in 1994. And we have been pleased to work with the Cardinal and other religious leaders in the early stages of the creation of the Council for Interreligious Dialogue. And I want to recognize another pillar of that council, Jakob Finzi, who is with us today as well. So because of our past association with the Cardinal and because of his importance both as a religious figure and as a leader of the Croatian community, we want to welcome to the podium today.
Hvala lijepo, gospodine Davide, koji vodite Institut za mir, i ovo je meni treći puta ovdje među vama. Hvala lijepo na ovoj mogućnosti.
Thank you, David, for your kind words and your welcome. This is my third opportunity to speak here at the U.S. Institute of Peace.
Ja također sve vas pozdravljam i hvala vam na vašem zanimanju za ovo jedno kratko razmišljanje na glas.
I would also like to extend my greetings to all of you and thank you for your interest in learning a little bit more today during our short meeting here.
Razumljivo je da govorim kao jedan katolički biskup.
Of course, I'm here to speak as a Catholic bishop and not as a politician.
Jasno da u prvom redu kao katolički biskup velika mi je dužnost boriti se za mir i za prava ljudska.
And of course it is my great responsibility as a Catholic bishop to fight for peace and justice.
U prvom dijelu želim kratko prenijeti informacije o katoličkoj crkvi u Bosni i Hercegovini.
The first part of my remarks today will deal with some short statistics regarding the Catholic Church in Bosnia and Herzegovina.
Nakon Otomanskog carstva uspostavljena je ponovo redovna hijerarhija, evo već 125 godina u Bosni i Hercegovini.
Following the Ottoman Empire, the church hierarchy was again reestablished and 125 years ago.
Mi postojimo, dakle, u četiri biskupije.
We are established throughout four dioceses.
Ali smo tri sjedišta biskupska.
But there are only three seats of the bishops.
To je Banja Luka, Sarajevo i Mostar.
Banja Luka, Sarajevo i Mostar.
Trebinje je administratura koju vodi biskup iz Mostara.
And Trebinje is administratively under the jurisdiction of the bishop of Mostar.
Prema popisu 91. godine u Bosni i Hercegovini je živjelo 820.000 katolika.
According to the 1991 census, there were 820,000 Catholics in Bosnia and Herzegovina.
Uz katolike u Bosni i Hercegovini žive muslimani i žive pravoslavni.
Besides Catholics, there are also Muslims and Orthodox in Bosnia and Herzegovina.
Koincidencija je da pripadnost jednoj vjeri upravo je to pripadnost jednom narodu.
It is a coincidence that the membership to a particular faith is also a membership to a particular ethnic group.
Dakle, katolici su Hrvati, pravoslavni su Srbi, muslimani su u ovom ratu našli svoj identitet i prozvali ga Bošnjaci.
Catholics are Croats, Orthodox are Serbs, and Muslims in this last war found their identity expressed through Bosniak.
Razumijemo da postoji uz ove tri etničke najveće zajednice i druge manjinske zajednice.
Of course, we recognize that besides these three largest groups, there are other smaller minority groups.
Nažalost, od 91. do danas nije bilo popisa stanovništva da možemo sa sigurnošću utvrditi koliko danas živi stanovništva u Bosni i Hercegovini.
Unfortunately, since 1991, we have not carried out a census so that we cannot say the exact number of people living in Bosnia and Herzegovina.
Mi u Katoličkoj crkvi imamo jedan način redovnog snimanja broja katolika u Bosni i Hercegovini.
We in the Catholic Church have a method for taking statistics of the Catholic population in the country.
Od 820,000 katolika danas imamo u Bosni i Hercegovini 460,000 katolika.
From 820,000 Catholics prior to the war, today we have 460,000 living in Bosnia and Herzegovina.
Međutim, najviše je stradao dio Bosne i Hercegovine koji pripada Sarajevskoj nadbiskupiji, vrh Bosanska se zove.
Unfortunately, the largest casualties occurred in the Archdiocese of Sarajevo, vrh Bosna.
To je najveći dio Bosne i Hercegovine.
This is the largest part of Bosnia and Herzegovina.
Tu je živjelo 528,000 katolika.
There were 528,000 Catholics in this area.
Danas, nažalost, samo 213,000 to 215,000.
Today there are approximately 213,000 to 215,000 Catholics.
Druga stradanja su Banja Luka biskupija.
Other casualties occurred in the diocese of Banja Luka.
Tu je bilo 120,000 katolika.
There were 120,000 Catholics here.
Nažalost, danas je tu svega 45,000.
Unfortunately, today only 45,000 remain behind.
Dakle, veliki je problem nakon rata koji je zaustavljen Daytonskim sporazumom, hvala Bogu.
So there's a great problem after the war which thank God was stopped, was ended by the Dayton agreement.
Ali potom Daytonskom sporazumu trebalo se i provesti povratak.
However, through the Dayton Agreement, returns should also have been implemented.
Nažalost, taj povratak se nije dogodio.
Unfortunately, these returns have not taken place.
Ima različiti pristupa tumačenju.
And there are various interpretations as to why.
Samo jedan podatak. U Republiku Srpsku, to je ovaj dio Bosne i Hercegovine, trebalo se vratiti 220,000 katolika koji su Hrvati.
For example, in the Republika Srpska, 220,000 Catholics who are Croats also were to return.
Međutim, oni koji su ostali za vrijeme rata i koji su se vratili, svega je 12,000 katolika.
However, those who remained behind during the war, plus those who returned after the war, altogether today there are 12,000 living there.
Prvo je, dakle, žalosno što su morali pobjeći sa svojih ognjišta jer su bila ratna stradanja.
It is unfortunate that they had to flee from their homes due to the war.
Jasno da su njihove kuće bile ili zaposjednute ili spaljene.
And it is clear that their houses were either occupied or burned down.
Kao i moja roditeljska kuća.
As well as the house that I grew up in.
Odakle su svi moji protjerani.
From where my whole family had to flee.
Ja sam iz Banja Luke.
I'm from Banja Luka.
Danas u mojoj rodnoj kući živi jedna siromašna srpska obitelj.
Today there is a poor Serb family living in the house in which I was born.
Moj brat koji je trebao se tamo vratiti, on je umro.
My brother who was to return to that house passed away.
Od ratnih posljedica.
Due to injury suffered in the war.
Umrla je njegova žena.
And his wife also passed away.
Tako da mi, druga braća i sestra, nismo tražili da ta siromašna obitelj napusti moju roditeljsku kuću, jer ona nije kriva, ona je siromašna. Rekli smo da ostane do daljnjega u našoj kući.
So my brothers and sisters did not ask this poor Serb family to leave our home because we were not going to return to it. We asked them to stay on as long as they wish.
Međutim, povratak se nije dogodio iz više razloga.
However, returns did not take place due to several reasons.
Sredstva su redovno išla preko državnih struktura za povratak.
It was often the case that funds for returns came in through the state budget.
Međutim, u Republici Srpskoj nije ni 2%, ako je i toliko uloženo, za povratak Hrvata u Republiku Srpsku.
However, in the Republika Srpska, Not even 2%, if that, was spent on returning Croats to the RS.
Ali oni koji su se vratili, imali su problema za sigurnost.
And even those who did return had security concerns.
Imali su problema dobiti vlastite dokumente.
And they had problems taking out their own documents.
A onda, kad su i sami obnavljali svojim sredstvima, po noći su znali lopovi doći i pokrasti s pištoljem, iako su oni bili u vlastite kući, nisu smjeli ništa.
And even in the cases when they did renovate their own homes, they would often be robbed during the night at gunpoint, and they had no recourse.
Ali je također veliki problem bio i za one koji su se vratili da dobiju električnu struju, vodu, telefon, a pogotovo put.
And for those who ended up returning, they faced basic infrastructure problems concerning electricity, water, and roads.
Radi toga je uvukla se jedna nesigurnost, jer nedostaje jedan mehanizam vladavine prava, da svi možemo živjeti jednako na svim prostorima Bosne i Hercegovine.
And due to all of these factors, a certain insecurity came upon these people because the rule of law was lacking and not everyone could enjoy equal rights before the law.
I ono zašto posebno u ovom vremenu želimo objasniti ovdje u Americi jeste drugačiji je naš zajednički život u Bosni i Hercegovini nego što Amerika iz svojih perspektiva demokratskih gledanja može to razumjeti.
And what we would like to explain here in the United States is that our way of life, our coexistence living together in Bosnia and Herzegovina is different from the American perspective of our way of life.
Jako je važno vratiti ljudima povjerenje da mogu ostati ono što jesu po svojem identitetu i imaju jednaka prava na cijelom prostoru Bosne i Hercegovine.
It is of the utmost importance to instill confidence amongst the people so that they can stay in their homeland and retain their identity and enjoy equal rights throughout the whole territory of Bosnia and Herzegovina.
A za jedan identitet je vrlo važan jezik, sloboda savjesti i vjeroispovijesti i na neki način odgoj djece u tom identitetu.
And for the for one's identity, language is important, as well as freedom of conscience, as well as one's faith, and being able to bring up one's children within that identity.
I zato je biskupska konferencija dala jedan prijedlog na razmišljanje, katolička biskupska konferencija, kako urediti Bosnu i Hercegovinu da bude multietnička i multireligiozna.
That is why the bishops of the Bishops' Conference of Bosnia and Herzegovina submitted a proposal for further review and thought on how to internally structure Bosnia and Herzegovina.
Ovo nije politički prijedlog, nego egzistencijalni prijedlog za stabilni mir u Bosni i Hercegovini.
This is not a political proposal. This was an existential proposal for peace and stability in Bosnia and Herzegovina.
U prvom redu je baza, općina. Tamo da se njoj postavi mogućnost organizacije života i to da ide koliko glasova, toliko vlasti.
The foundation of this was the local level, the municipalities, where one vote would, where people could organize their lives, and the votes would correspond to the amount of power one had.
A onda da uzmemo regije po Bosni i Hercegovini, gdje bi bila decentralizirana vlast.
And the second level would be regions, where we would have decentralization of government.
Mi smo biskupi vidjeli kartu koju ima OSC u Bosni i Hercegovini i oni imaju 4 dijela u Bosni i Hercegovini. I ta nam se karta svidjela.
We looked at the OSC's map of Bosnia and Herzegovina and their internal structure, and it is made up of 4 regions, and we liked this map.
I da ta 4 regije uspostavi se vlast tako da niko ne može drugoga preglasati.
And government would be established in these 4 regions in such a way that one group could not be outvoted by the other 2 groups.
To znači da najmanje bude 30% vlasti i najviše 40% vlasti.
There would be at least 30% of the power with one group and at most 40%.
Tako bi se regije sačuvale multietničke i multireligiozne i multikulturalne.
So that these regions would retain their multi-ethnic, multi-confessional identity, a multicultural identity.
A onda nama je važno da bude jedinstvena Bosna i Hercegovina.
And most of all, we want Bosnia and Herzegovina to be a single state.
To je državna vlast, gdje bi bila mehanizam pariteta koja bi zapravo vodila cijelu državu.
And the final level, the state level, would be based on parity.
To je bio naš prijedlog.
And this was our proposal.
Nažalost, nije se razumio taj prijedlog dovoljno.
Unfortunately, at times our proposal was not completely understood.
Ni mi biskupi nismo ni pozvani da idemo lobirati za taj prijedlog.
Nor were we bishops asked to lobby for our proposal.
Ali jesmo, osjećamo svu sigurnost, svu odgovornost za pravdu na tim i prava ljudska na tim prostorima.
However, we feel obliged to protect human rights throughout the territories.
I mi nismo krivi što smo se rodili različiti.
And it's not our fault that we were all born different.
Nije nam ni zasluga.
Nor can we take claim for that.
I u želji da nađemo jedan međuvjerski put suradnje, mi smo uspostavili 97. jednu instituciju koja se zove Međureligijsko vijeće.
And in an attempt to foster cooperation in 1997, we established the council, the Interreligious Council.
To je institucija za dijalog među vjerskim zajednicama i crkvama.
In order to promote dialogue amongst the different faith communities and churches.
To su četiri poglavara vjerska.
Including four religious leaders.
I svake godine jedan predsjeda.
With a rotating chairman.
I na kraju moga predsjedavanja u četvrtom mjesecu je završilo. Išli smo zajedno u Brisel predstaviti naš stav u Briselu.
And at the end of my mandate as chairman, this past April, we went to Brussels in order to present our joint position.
Kratko samo da kažem što smo rekli u Briselu. Želimo da Evropa dođe u Bosnu i Hercegovinu sa svojim investicijama i da povede Bosnu i Hercegovinu u Evropu.
Briefly, what we said in Brussels is that we would like Europe to come to Bosnia and Herzegovina with its investments and help carry us along into Europe.
Ali ono što smo predstavili Evropi, naša želja da mi kao Međureligijsko vijeće osnujemo jedan institut.
We also presented in Brussels our wish as the Interreligious Council to establish an institute.
Jasno da mi moramo naći izvod sredstava kako će raditi taj institut.
Obviously we will have to work out how to finance this institute.
Jer naše vjerske zajednice nemaju ta sredstva.
Because our faith communities do not have these funds.
Prvo što bi taj institut radio je kako dovesti da svaka vjerska zajednica tu različitost predstavi da je drugi prepozna kad govorimo o drugima.
The first thing is that this institute would do is how could we establish so that when we speak about the other person, that other person actually sees himself in that description.
Drugo, kako konfliktne situacije iz moralnih i vjerskih načela rješavati putem dijaloga.
Second, in conflict situations, how can we apply moral and faith principles through dialogue?
I treće, kako ta tumačenje povijesti tako ići da nađemo zajednički nazivnik na povijesnim činjenicama.
Third, in terms of the various interpretations of history, how can we come to a common denominator that is based on fact?
I četvrto, kako mladima pomoći da sadašnju situaciju prihvate i da suoče sa životom, da izgrađuju budućnost?
And fourth, how can we explain the current reality to our youth so that they can accept that reality and together help build the future?
Evo, to je želja nas vjerskih poglavara na putu dijaloga.
And this is our proposal of us religious leaders on our path of dialogue.
Evo, u tom smislu Želimo da se sačuva različitost, a da se stvori zajedništvo.
And in this manner, we wish to preserve the difference, but at the same time create unity.
Jer trebaju naći se mehanizmi koji će vratiti povjerenje da se niko ne osjeća nesigurnim.
We need to find the mechanisms that will instill confidence so that no one feels insecure.
Da smo, da bi mogao ovome puno pričati, jer to je moj život. Ali vas ne želim zamarati, želim vam ostaviti prigodu da pitate.
Of course, I can keep talking about this forever because this is my life, but I wish to offer an opportunity to you to ask questions and further engage in dialogue.
We appreciate very much the Cardinal's comments, and he has indicated his willingness to respond to questions. And so if you would raise your hand, we will come to you with the microphone to you would identify yourself and then pose your question.
Eleanor Karamyan's Institute on Religion and Public Policy. Jochensen, I have a question. How did your involvement in the Interreligious Council affected the improvement of institutional protection of the Serbian Orthodox Church in Bosnia and Herzegovina? Thank you.
A couple questions or one.
Okay, let's why don't we take about three questions and then he can respond to them collectively. Anybody else?
Jennifer Watley with World Learning. If you could tell us a bit more about the way the Interreligious Council operates, who's involved, and also are there mechanisms for interreligious dialogue on the local level as well?
Thank you. One more.
Kamara Lahoda, USIP. I was wondering if the Cardinal could speak about truth and reconciliation through this interreligious council and what is his vision for reconciliation and if there's a strategy for the TRC.
Okay.
Hvala lijepo na pitanjima.
Thank you for all your questions.
Ja bih pošao od prvo. Naše međureligijsko vijeće je u procesu izgradnje struktura.
I'll start with the first question. The Interreligious Council is in the process of building up institutions.
Ima tri stupnja rada.
And there are three pillars to our work.
U ovom trenutku.
At this point.
Ali kroz ovih godina od 97. jako je puno radio na više područja.
However, from 1997, it undertook several different activities.
Imamo poteškoća što moramo svima protumačiti. Ovaj rad na putu dijaloga nije neko super tijelo iznad drugih vjerskih zajednica.
Sometimes we are faced with a problem in trying to explain that our dialogue mechanism is not some sort of super body that supersedes all others.
A put dialoga je proces odgoja.
The process of dialogue is a matter of education, upbringing.
I početak naš je baš bio na temelju načela, moralnih načela na kojima ćemo se upravo organizirati i raditi.
And our beginning was founded on moral principles upon which we organize ourselves and upon which we carry out our activities.
A to je osnovno pravo pojedinca i zajednice.
And this is the basic right of each individual and community.
Međutim, mi ne možemo preuzeti odgovornost ono što mora društvo preuzeti, država.
However, we cannot assume responsibility for that for which the state must assume responsibilities.
Nego moramo stvoriti načela na kojima, odnosno navještati načela moralna koja već postoje, kako bi ta načela bila uprisutnjena u javnosti.
We have to proclaim the moral principles that exist in order to make them present amongst the public.
E, postoji naš ured, u uredu postoji tajništvo i postoji izvršno tijelo i mi vjerski lideri.
The council consists of an office with a secretariat and an executive board and us religious leaders.
A područja su različita na kojima radi.
And we are active in various fields.
I nije svaka zajednica jednako otvorena ovakvim strukturama.
And not each community is not as open to such structures.
I zato je nama važno spustati u bazu ovaj jedan proces dijaloga.
And that's why it is important for us to sort of bring down to the base this process of dialogue.
To je i obrane ljudskih prava svakog osobno i zajednice.
And this is the defense of the human rights of each individual as well as community.
A kad je u pitanju proces pomirenja,
in terms of reconciliation,
prvo je u pitanju pravde.
The first question deals with justice.
Čovjek ima pravo na svoju kuću.
And every person has a right to their own home.
Na svoj posao.
And their own job.
Na svoj identitet.
And his or her own identity.
I iz toga će ići posebno i proces pomirenja.
And out of all this will come the process of reconciliation.
Jer proces pomirenja i praštanja je važno da čovjek iznutra ozdravi.
For the for reconciliation and forgiveness, it is important for a person to heal from within.
Jer čovjek ako nosi u sebi mržnju, on je otrovan u sebi.
And if a person carries around hate with him, he is poisoned.
Ali je to jedan proces gdje će biti na neki način utemeljen na ispravljanju nepravde.
But this is a process that is based on correcting injustices.
E, drugo je, kad je u pitanju pomirenje, postoji jedan vrlo praktičan put pomirenja, a to je kad ljudi zajedno rade i od svoga rada žive, brzo će se pomiriti.
In terms of reconciliation, there is a very practical path for this. When people work together and live together, they will very soon reconcile one with another.
Mislim da mi nemamo preveliki utjecaj u javnosti, nego je naš put utjecaja u javnosti kroz naše zajednice.
I don't think that we have too great of an influence on the public, but rather we are more influential amongst our own communities.
A i onda vrlo često mediji nisu baš previše otvoreni za pozitivne stvari, nego ako se dogodi škandal, onda su jako zainteresirani za to.
Unfortunately, the media is not always open towards positive developments, but whenever a scandal occurs, they seem to be on top of it.
Your Eminence, during the war, there was a significant Mujahideen presence that came in from the Middle East and elsewhere into Bosnia-Herzegovina. Subsequently, even the Turkish ambassador complained to us about the Wahhabist influence in the Balkans as opposed to the more traditional Osmani-Ottoman influence. How serious is that? Is it still a problem? I would like to hear your comments.
Thank you very much for being here and giving us the opportunity to ask you questions. My name is... We're going to keep this far away. My name is Sima Ozdobe. One of the things I did in Bosnia and Herzegovina was I worked at OSCE in the Democratization Department, and part of my responsibility was youth programs. I'm sorry for causing so much pain. I'm particularly interested to hear what the plans are with this new institute for working with youth. Okay.
Zahvaljujem gospodinu Kleinu. Da, pitanje, možda bi vam bolje znao od mene, jer on je itekako pratio našu situaciju iz višeg položaja nego što ja pratim.
I would like to thank Mr. Klein for his question, and perhaps he knows the answer better than myself, considering that he also followed the situation, and perhaps from a higher position.
Vi ste, prije nego što ste otišli iz Bosne i Hercegovine, rekli ste da nema mudžahedina u Bosni i Hercegovini.
If I recall, prior to your departure from Bosnia and Herzegovina, you said there were no mujahideens.
Novine su tako pisale.
That's what the newspapers stated.
Međutim,
however,
postoji jedan utjecaj, jedan misijski duh, da tako kažem, islama iz raznih arapskih zemalja.
However, there is a considerable influence from various Islamic countries.
I donose jednu kulturu koja nije naša kultura, naših muslimana iz Bosne i Hercegovine.
And they are bringing with them a certain culture that is not the culture of our Muslims in Bosnia and Herzegovina.
Ja, naši muslimani su islamizirani Slaveni.
Our Muslims are Slavs who converted to Islam.
I ta nova linija radikalna stvara probleme koji puta vrlo kuškački zna djelovati.
And this radical line of Islam can at times cause significant problems.
Ja vjerujem da je to jedan proces koji će se morati stabilizirati.
And this is certainly a process that will require significant stabilization.
Jer Vehabije su prisutne.
The Wahhabis are present.
Međutim, ne možemo izjednačiti Vehabije sa svim muslimanima u Bosni i Hercegovini.
However, we cannot equate the Wahhabis with all the Muslims in Bosnia and Herzegovina.
Ali je vrlo opasno ako taj proces radikalizacije bude dalje.
But it poses a great danger should this radicalization continue into the future.
I ako se nametne kultura u Bosni i Hercegovini muslimana koja nije kultura naših muslimana iz Bosni i Hercegovine.
And if this culture is imposed upon the culture of our Muslims in Bosnia and Herzegovina.
Tako da bi vjerojatno na tome trebati puno više dijaloga i razgovora oko tih pitanja.
And I think this is an issue that will certainly require much more dialogue in order to be resolved.
Ovo nije reakcija nas kršćana, nego je to reakcija i mnogih muslimana koji se ne slažu s takvim radikalizmom.
This isn't only a reaction of us Christians, but also of Muslims who do not agree with such an expression of Islam.
Ali premalo su glasni u javnosti.
However, they are not loud enough in the public.
Drugo pitanje se odnosilo, kakvi su konkretni planovi za taj novi institut u radu s mladima?
To je, što se tiče planova novog instituta, to je naš jedan san koji ide, prvo treba naći prostor. Mi smo sada na početku izgrađivanja projekta, studiramo što bi to bilo. Dakle, to je jedan program na čemu ćemo mi raditi.
In terms of the work of this new institute, this is a dream that we all share. First, we have to secure such things as a location, and we are currently working on the final projects and coming up with the curriculum.
Jer mi vjerski poglavari vidimo Bosnu i Hercegovinu treba obnavljati i treba je graditi za budućnost, nju mladi trebaju raditi.
From the viewpoint of us religious leaders, Bosnia and Herzegovina needs to be reconstructed and it needs to be built for the future together with our youth.
Ali oni moraju prvo u sebi imati prave vrijednosti koje žele ugraditi u društvo.
They must carry the true values within themselves that can be building blocks for society.
Daniel, sir, we're from U.S. Institute of Peace. Your Eminence, you said that each community influences mostly its own. So my question to you is whether you're confident that what's being taught in Croat schools in Bosnia is tolerance, and that what is being taught is not laying the basis for any future fighting.
Dobro znate da Katolička crkva je u ratu otvorila katoličke školske centre.
I'm sure you're aware that even during the war the Catholic Church opened up several Catholic school centers.
I u Sarajevu ponosni smo na taj centar.
And we are very proud of our center in Sarajevo.
94. je počeo raditi.
Which opened up in 1994.
Još je bio rat.
While the war was still ongoing.
I u toj školi imamo osnovnu školu, gimnaziju i srednju medicinsku.
And within this center we have an elementary school, a middle school, as well as a secondary medical school.
Mi smo te škole nazvali škola za Evropu.
We have named these schools the schools for Europe.
U toj školi u Sarajevu konkretno negdje oko 50%, ne znam na pamet, je katolika, ostali su drugi.
Approximately 50% of the students in these schools are Catholic and the rest are of different faith groups.
I mi nemamo nikakvih problema da te djece zajedno uče.
And we have absolutely no problems that these children learn together.
Međutim, mi u katoličkoj školi odgajamo svako dijete u njegovom vlastitom identitetu.
However, within these Catholic schools, we are educating each child within his or her own identity.
Posebno kada je u pitanju njegovo vjersko uvjerenje.
And especially concerning their faith.
Jer naravno je pravo roditelja na odgoj djece.
Because it is the natural right of parents to educate their children.
I mi to poštujemo.
And we respect that.
Nažalost, u državnim školama taj proces nije tako jednak.
Unfortunately, in public schools, this process is not as equal.
Jer nema jednakopravnosti na svim prostorima.
Because there is not equality throughout all of Bosnia and Herzegovina.
I se očekujemo da upravo roditelji imaju pravo na izbor upravo vjerskog odgoja, također jezika, a opet da to nije separatizam u tom smislu da jedni radimo protiv drugih.
And we expect that the rights of parents to educate their children will be respected, and this has to do with education in terms of faith and language, and we certainly do not call for any sort of separatism.
Kriva je premisa, zato nije nemir, jer smo različiti.
The premise that there is conflict because we are different is incorrect.
Jer na koncu i ruka ima pet različitih prsta, pa jako dobro dođe da zajedno.
A hand has five different fingers and it still works together.
Razlika je opasnost onda ako se zloupotrijebi, izmanipulira.
Difference becomes a problem when somebody manipulates it.
Mora se poštivati ta različitost.
Difference must be respected.
Ali opet zajedno raditi.
But again, we need to work together.
A osnovno načelo jednaka prava.
Based on the fundamental principle of equal rights.
I da imamo svi jednak, da smo svi jednaki pred zakonom.
So that we are all equal before the law.
Yes. Two questions back here.
Your Eminence, Predrag Pajić, from Banja Luka. Nice to see you back here. I just wanted to know your opinion. How many people are refugees coming back into Republika Srpska of the Catholic faith? And whether this church in Petrichevac is going to be rebuilt?
Your Eminence, you mentioned that you would like to see in the future one state, but you also made reference to four different regions for Bosnia-Herzegovina. Would you be able to elaborate on that a bit more? What's the configuration? What are the geographic spreads? And I apologize if you went into this at the beginning. I missed the first 5 minutes of your presentation, but it's a bit unclear to me how that might mirror the current split that we see in there.
First, thank you very much for your question. We are both from Banja Luka.
U Republiku Srpsku trebalo se je vratiti 222, točno precizno, tisuće katolika.
In Republika Srpska, 222,000 Catholics should have returned.
Međutim, sa onima koji su ostali u Republici Srpskoj za vrijeme rata i sa onima koji su se vratili, svega je 12,000 katolika.
However, those who remained during the war and those who returned after the war altogether, there are 12,000 of them today in Republika Srpska.
Jel mali primjer. U Drvar se više Srba vratilo nego u cijelu Republiku Srpsku Hrvata.
If I can give you an example of Drvar, where more Serbs have returned than Croats in all of RS.
Na Petrićevcu je papa bio i proglasio Ivana Merca blaženim. Tamo je u procesu izgradnja projekta, jer projekt je nestao, crkva je srušena, želi se ista crkva praviti, sad se izrađuje projekt, mislim da je pri kraju i očekujem, to je moja rodna župa.
In terms of Petrićevac, which the late John Paul II visited and beatified Ivan Merz, the church is set to be rebuilt as it was in its original. However, the project documents disappeared and we're in the final phase of completing them. That is my home parish.
Drugo pitanje, kad je u pitanju tri stupnja vlasti u Bosni i Hercegovini. To je prijedlog nas biskupa.
The second question in terms of the bishop's proposal for the structure of Bosnia and Herzegovina with three levels of government.
Da budemo iskreni, mi smo tražili savjet stručnjaka ustavnog prava, jer mi nismo stručnjaci.
To be honest, we sought the advice of constitutional experts because we ourselves certainly are not experts.
I s njima smo radili o tom prijedlogu.
And it was with them that we came up with this proposal.
Rekli smo, kako ustrojiti Bosnu i Hercegovinu? Da sačuva multietničku, multireligioznu, a da stvorimo jednaka prava.
And we asked them, how should we form Bosnia and Herzegovina in order to retain its multi-ethnic and multi-religious character, but have equal rights for all?
I oni su nam predložili ove tri stupnja vlasti.
And they suggested to us three levels of government.
Gdje smo pronašli kartu OSCE-a sa četiri regije. Nije naglasak na četiri regije, nego regije.
And we came across a map of the OSCE, which had the states divided up into four regions, and the emphasis isn't on the number four, but on the regions.
I ta karta je i povijesna karta, jer sam našao 95. isto tako organizaciju prostora Bosne i Hercegovine na četiri regije.
Koje godine?
95.
In a sense, this map, this OSCE map, is also a historical one, because I also came across a map from 1905 that in a similar way divided up Bosnia and Herzegovina into four regions.
Ali je bitno na tim četiri regije, odnosno na tim regijama, da nema preglašavanja većine nad manjinom.
What is important within these regions is that one group cannot be outvoted by the other two groups.
Tako da zapravo najmanje vlasti bude 30%, najviše 40%.
And as I said, the minimum amount of power would be at 30% and the maximum at 40%.
Tako bi se uvažavala jednakopravnost.
In order to respect equality of all.
To je što se tiče regija.
This is in terms of the regions.
A postoji sad općine i država.
And besides that, we have the local municipal level and the state level.
Tony Morgan with the National Federation of Croatian Americans. I have two quick questions, Colonel. First is, you said that the Dayton Peace Agreement ended the war, but it was flawed because it didn't allow for refugee returns. You said that before the war, 1991 census, 821,000 Croatians lived in Bosnia, and then after the war, or today, 460,000. Do you stay awake at night, or do you lose sleep that maybe in 20 or 30 years there'll be no Croatian presence left in Bosnia? That's my first question. The second question is, do you find it curious that commentators in Sarajevo and here in Washington and elsewhere are blaming the Bosnian Croat community as the single biggest roadblock to reforms for the current constitution, the biggest problem makers are the Croats? Don't you find that curious, considering that the Croats are the single biggest minority in Bosnia? And do you also find it curious that the Serbs of Banja Luka and Republika Srpska, the ones that were most opposed to the Dayton Peace Agreement back in 1995, are the ones who are the biggest defenders of the current status quo today? Do you find those two things curious? Thank you.
Da li vas je strah da za 20-30 godina više neće biti Hrvata u Bosni i Hercegovini? To je prvo pitanje. Drugo pitanje, zar nije zanimljivo da neki komentatori u Sarajevu pa i ovdje u Washingtonu najviše okrivljuju Hrvate kao najveću prepreku prema ustavnim reformama? Zar nije zanimljivo da se u Banja Luci koji su vrijeme Daytona bili najviše protiv, danas su najveći zagovaratelji?
Pa malo je teško odgovoriti na ovo pitanje.
It's a little bit difficult to answer your question.
Prvo, ja kao katolički biskup uvijek sam nekako pozvan navještati nadu i vjerovati u pobjedu dobra.
As a Catholic bishop, I am called to believe in hope and proclaim the good word.
Međutim, sam ipak realista.
However, I am a realist.
Ne zatvaram oči pred stvarnošću.
And I don't close my eyes before reality.
Činjenica da se s time ne želi puno voditi računa, baš zato što smo mali, pa jednostavno ignoriraju tu da nas je skoro pola nestalo.
It is a fact that perhaps because we are so small in size, that we are often passed over or ignored.
Međutim, bez Hrvata ne bi bila Bosna i Hercegovina ono što treba biti.
However, without Croats, Bosnia and Herzegovina cannot be that which it should be.
I zato koji puta me optužuju zašto govorim te stvari kad je to politička stvar.
And that is why they often blame me. Why are you speaking this? That is a political issue.
Ja sam dužan reći, borim se za život, želim preživjeti.
But I am obliged to say I am fighting for life. We have to survive.
Ja sam svaki dan s onim malim čovjekom na terenu.
I spend every day with the little person out in various parts of the
country. Svaki dan slušam poteškoće s terena.
And every day I hear of different of the difficulties they face.
I ja moram govoriti.
And I have to speak.
Jasno da to je koji puta je neugodno slušati onima koji su skrivili zašto je tako.
And of course sometimes it is uncomfortable to hear that, for those who committed certain crimes, to hear that.
Međutim, ja se ne želim postaviti suce. Ja samo želim ukazati na činjenice.
However, I do not wish to position myself as a judge. I simply wish to point out the facts.
A političari su pragmatičari.
And politicians are pragmatics.
I domaći i svjetski.
Domestic as well as international.
Tako da oni puno ne reču. Iako svi kažu da su za ljudska prava.
Even though they all say they're for human rights.
Ali uvijek idu putem lakšega.
However, they always seem to take the easy way out.
Jasno da uvijek najlakše onog slabijega pritisnuti, jer ne smiješ onog jačega.
And of course, it is always easier to put a little pressure on those who are weakest.
I to ja često puta kritiziram. Zašto međunarodna zajednica ima dvostruka mjerila?
And that is why I often criticize the international community and ask them why they have double standards.
Iako smo im zahvalni što nam pomažu.
Of course, we are grateful to them for helping us.
Ali to ne znači da ne smijemo reći istinu.
But that does not prevent us from speaking the truth.
Jer ne može se prema jačima ide se vrlo diplomatski, a prema slabima s pritiskom.
Because you cannot approach those who are stronger in diplomatic terms and those who are weaker with pressure.
Mislim, to je jedna velika stvar koju bi mogao puno tumačiti. Ali to su činjenice.
This is truly a large issue that I could spend quite a deal of time on.
Your Excellency, I'm doing research on returns and the returns process, and I've been working on this for quite a few years. And I wanted to find out if you could give me your account of why, in the case of the Croats, why you think certain Croats come back to particular regions, and in other cases they don't. When I have been doing research in Bosnia, I found out that the local dynamics, local leadership, is extremely important. The international community and its commitment to return is extremely important. I'm wondering what about the role of the church. When I was going across Bosnia, I saw a lot of destroyed Catholic churches. How important is that in returns? Is it just an economic issue? That's the explanation. We don't need to take into consideration other factors. Croats basically have much greater opportunities in Croatia itself. Or is it that there are there's a much more complicated picture, which involves education and things like that.
To je vrlo široko pitanje.
This is also quite a broad question.
I teško je u malo riječi puno kazati.
And it is difficult to say a lot, but I'll try to in a few words.
Sigurno da je važna lokalna i vlast i zajednica.
Of course, both the local government and the local community play a very important role.
Jer gdje postoji lokalna vlast otvorena da svoje građane primi, tamo je proces moguć.
Because where the local government and communities are open to receive their citizens, that's where returns are possible.
Međutim, nije jednostavno samo svesti na lokalno.
However, you cannot always simply reduce it to the local level.
Mora se ići i vertikalno i horizontalno.
Both the vertical and the horizontal must function.
To znači, nijedan narod nije dovoljan sebi. Mi smo nužno upućeni jedni na druge.
No single group is enough in and of itself. We are by necessity by necessity, we have to go towards the other groups.
Zato i ide se stvarate međudržavni ugovori kako bi bolje funkcionirao život među ljudima.
And this is why international agreements are signed, in order to in order so that coexistence may progress.
I tu je važna međunarodna zajednica.
And this is where the international community plays a key role.
Ali to što međunarodna zajednica proklamira kao načela treba provesti na terenu.
However, that which the international community is proclaiming as principles needs to be implemented at the local level.
To isto vrijedi i za vjersko naučavanje.
And this also applies to religious teachings.
Načela koja treba provesti na terenu.
Principles that need to be implemented at the local level.
Činjenica je da svaki narod ima svoje simbole, nacionalne, kulturne, vjerske.
It is a fact that each ethnic group has their own symbols, ethnic, religious, cultural, and so on.
I simboli su nekako tako bliski da čovjek se identificira s njima.
And these symbols are so close that a person identifies himself with these symbols.
Međutim, kad smo počeli govoriti o povratku, Katolička crkva je pokušala poticati na obnavljanje obiteljskih kuća.
And when we speak about returns, the Catholic Church try to encourage the renovation of family homes.
Ali je dogodio se jedan poseban fenomen.
However, a certain phenomenon occurred.
Republika Srpska je iz svoga budžeta pomagala obnavljati pravoslavne crkve.
Republika Srpska, out of its budget, helped to renovate Orthodox churches.
Islamske zamjene su sa istoka pomagale izgradnju džamija.
And Islamic countries from the east helped to renovate mosques.
I tada su katolici jednostavno rekli, nećemo se vratiti ako nema crkve.
And that is when Catholics said, we will not return if there is not a church there.
Međutim, mi toliko sredstava nemamo.
However, we do not have such funds.
Ali smo pokušali u svaku župu staviti svećenika.
However, what we tried to do was to place at least one priest in each parish.
Koji će na neki način davati jednu moralnu podršku.
Who will serve as moral support for these people.
E, jasno, narod je tražio da bude nekakav vjerski prostor gdje će početi se Bogu moliti.
And of course the people sought out some sort of a religious site where they could pray.
Počeli su i obnavljati crkve.
And they began to renovate churches.
Jer je crkva simbol identiteta vjerskoga.
Because a church is a symbol of religious identity.
Crkva i džamija i sinagoga simbol identiteta.
And churches and synagogues and mosques, these are all symbols, identity symbols.
E, međutim, mi smo u jednome lošem položaju, nemamo toliko sredstava, niti podrške da možemo graditi toliko crkve.
However, we are not in a position where we have enough funds to renovate all of these churches.
Ali ne forsiramo koliko nam je stalo više otvaranje radnih mjesta i škola.
However, we are not forcing this as much as we are forcing or trying to force the opening of new jobs and new schools.
Jer ljudi ako imaju posao, ako svoga rada žive, bit će crkava.
And because if people have their own job and if they're able to make a living, there will be churches.
Ako toga nemaju, badava od crkve.
And, but if they don't have these, then what good is a church for?
Nama ne treba spomenik.
We don't need monuments.
We'll take two more questions. Yes, thank you. Go first.
Prvo, dobrodošli. Your Eminency, my name is Alexander Zelenovic. I'm a management consultant and I used to work for USAID in Bosnia and Herzegovina. Obviously, by my profession, I'm interested in economics, but I think economics is closely related to morality. And it seems a lot of politicians in Bosnia and Herzegovina tend to really waste a lot of money while most of them people live in total poverty. And you see that. You know, they in your day-to-day work with the small and ordinary people in Bosnia and Herzegovina. So my real question is, what church is doing, and not just the church, but interreligious group, what is doing to really instill more morality among our politicians, but not just politicians, but across our population in terms of just killing all those administrative layers, all that waste that basically exists while ordinary people are hungry. And second, my second question is, in terms of your proposal for the organization of Bosnia and Herzegovina in three layers, don't you think that Bosnia could be organized with one or two layers so that most of the money actually goes towards people to find work, and then when people have work, as you said, they're going to be happy and they're going to build churches, they're going to really have the most productive life. Thank you. Bob.
Yes, my name is Mary Mullen. I work with the Bosnia Support Committee. I was wondering if you could explain why the people would not turn over war criminals, why they would not want Mladic or Karadzic brought to justice and the war criminals brought to justice. Why would they want to hide that and even maybe lose the opportunity of becoming part of the EU?
Prvo pitanje morala u politici, to je ozbiljno pitanje i to je jedan proces.
Certainly the question of morality in politics is a serious one and it is a matter of process.
Prvo, mi nismo izliječili posljedice komunizma.
First of all, we have not even sanitized the consequences of communism.
A to je zapravo teška je ova riječ, ali istinita. Komunizam je urušio čovjeka u njemu samome, u njegovim vrijednostima, u njegovoj savjesti.
This is difficult to say, but it's true. Communism destroyed man within himself, his values and his conscience.
Nakon komunizma došao je rat.
And after communism came the war.
A rat je sve rušio.
And the war destroyed everything.
Ne samo čovjeka.
Not only man.
Nakon rata uspostavili smo završetak rata i početak mira.
And then concluding the war, we began to build a peace.
Mi nemamo formirani političara.
We do not have formed politicians.
Koji su formirani političari? Bivši komunisti.
Who are the formed politicians? The former communists.
Oni su promijenili košulje, ali srce nisu.
They changed their shirts, but their heart remains the same.
Tako da mi nemamo prevelikog utjecaja u javnom mnijenju gdje treba izgrađivati vrednovanje čovjeka, odgovornost u društvu, voliti svoju zemlju.
So that we do not have much influence on public opinion in terms of how to instill values in a person so that they are assume responsibility and love and respect their country.
Mi moramo na neki način mijenjati ovo mnijenje javno da je uvijek u pravu onaj koji je jači.
In a sense, we have to always change this public opinion so that he who is stronger is always right.
Treba čovjek biti u pravu, a ne onaj koji je jači.
He who is stronger should not be right. A person should be right. An individual.
Da li bi bilo više para zato što bilo manje sloja vlasti, nisam siguran.
Would there be more money if there were fewer levels of government? I'm not sure.
Za malo opuštanje u zajednici smijem ispričati jedan primjer bivše vojske komunističke.
If you allow, I can tell an anecdote from the former communist army.
Vojska se žalila komandantu da nema mesa za ručak.
The soldiers were complaining to their commander that there is no meat for lunch.
A komandant je onda postrojio vojsku.
And a commander put them in file.
Napravio jednu grudu snijega.
And he made a snowball. And they gave it to each so they can pass amongst themselves. And when it came to the end of the line, the soldier cried, "Commander, there's no snowball left." And the commander answered, "Well, that's why there's no meat. It passes through many hands till it gets to you." And that's how it is. And that's how it is in today's financial transactions. It passes through many hands until it gets to us, and each hand grabs a piece. And each hand grabs a piece. And as long as there is man, there will be good perishable goods. That is why I always say I'm afraid to live in that society that says there is no sin.
Sada da pređem na ovo drugo pitanje.
Zašto ljudi ne žele predati ratne zločine?
Znate, ovo pitanje o ratnim zločincima vrlo je teško odgovoriti.
It's difficult to answer this question concerning the war criminals.
Zato što previše znam.
Because I know too much.
Trebalo bi pitati mnoge zašto nije Haag kao sud vjerodostojniji i zašto mnogi nisu učinili na vrijeme ono što trebalo učiniti.
The question should be asked, why is the Hague court not more true to its mission, and why did many others not carry out their duties as they should have?
Tako da u društvo u kojem nema odgovornosti za svoje čine, teško je izgrađivati ga.
That is why a society that does not assume responsibility for its acts is very difficult to build up.
Zato je prevažno uspostaviti vladavinu zakona.
And that is why it is of the utmost importance to implement the rule of law.
I svaki da bude jednak pred tim zakonom.
So that everyone can be equal before that law.
Bilo da je to u Hagu, bilo u Sarajevu.
Regardless of if it's in The Hague or in Sarajevo.
Cardinal has been very generous in responding to our questions and for his presentation, and for that we are grateful and equally grateful to the superb interpretation that we've had today. But thank you for joining us, and thank you, Cardinal.